listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Brian Cochran, president of John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com, joins us for our Friday financial update. Brian, thanks for taking the time again.
Yeah, always my pleasure. I look forward to these calls.
Now, the topic we're headed towards today, you and I may have covered it in maybe in great detail, maybe somewhat, when the Great Big Beautiful Bill passed. We spent a good amount of time going over what that means for us as stewards of resources. And part of that was tax information and charitable giving information. And although we may have touched on it, it's timely and worth revisiting on today's broadcast as well. But I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to share.
Yeah, always happy to share these details. That bill, as we discussed last year, Steve, is so big. It really is a one big, beautiful bill. There's a lot to unpack.
And I think it's worth reminding people that a lot of the good things that we've seen already financially from this administration, we're only getting started with the Great Big Beautiful Bill. And we'll see things throughout probably this year, you know, in more detail, and some of which I'm sure you're going to share.
Exactly. And I would remind folks that one of the great places to get more information on this is you can go to our insights page. We actually did a full video on just the One Big Beautiful Bill. So you can search for that. And we are also going to post another video here in the next few days, summarizing just the provisions that really are new for 2026, which is what we're going to talk about today. And as you said, Steve, we're going to talk today about one of the charitable components to that bill that went into force here in 2026. And it has to do with how you deduct your charitable gifts. So we had big tax legislation also back in 2017. That's when Trump had his first term, and they had what they sometimes call the Trump tax cuts, but was called the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And Steve, when that passed, one of the big provisions in it really changed the way families file their taxes. It was a big change to the standard deduction. So the amount you needed to have in itemized deductions, such as your charitable giving, mortgage interest, state and local tax, you know, most people no longer had enough of those deductions to actually take an itemized deduction on their tax return. I think we went from around a third of all Americans itemizing their returns to less than 10% because of that, which actually was a good thing. It simplified tax filing for millions of families. But what that meant is for a lot of people who give regularly, even give generously, they weren't giving enough to itemize anymore. So they didn't really need to keep records of their giving, and they didn't really see a direct tax benefit for their generosity. But as part of last year's tax legislation, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, in 2026 now, you can deduct $1,000 per year for an individual or $2,000 per year for a married couple filing jointly if you make cash gifts, even if you take the standard deduction, meaning that I can take what is now a pretty generous amount as my standard deduction for 2026 and still get a tax benefit above and beyond that if I'm giving to my church or any qualified 501c3. So a good opportunity. Hopefully you never stopped giving, even though you couldn't deduct it. But now, even if you were not getting that deduction before, it's important that you start keeping your giving records again, because you might be able to take that deduction when you file next year for your 2026 tax return.
All right. And you know, what I appreciate too is the details that are available on the Great Big Beautiful Bill. If you missed that at johnmoore.com, the insights tab is there. You can go back and find what the team at John Moore put together after the bill passed, and what you can expect, including our coverage of content today. Moving forward, I think it's imperative that we take advantage and make sure we understand what was in that bill and what benefits us, and maybe what doesn't. I don't remember it specifically enough to think of anything that I was really concerned about. But insights tab at johnmoore.com is where you'll find the video when it comes up on the tax information and charitable giving that, that Brian has covered. Any more on that, Brian?
Well, I'll just mention in that video that's about to come out, there's also parts in that about new 401k rules. There's parts about the senior deduction, which is significant for people over 65. We address what is the new standard deduction. We talk about tax brackets, health savings accounts. There's a lot to unpack there. And as you said, I think as stewards, we should be wise and try to understand this to the best of our ability so that we're better understanding how to navigate sort of this new tax picture. But most of it is good news. There's a few pieces in there that aren't great that could actually increase your tax liability. But I'll be honest, the majority of it for the majority of Americans is nothing but good news. And that's in addition to some of the really popular provisions of the One Big Beautiful Bill, which included, you know, deductions for income derived from tips and overtime and deducting interest on car loans. There's some, a lot of things are going to help the average American. So a lot to unpack there. So I encourage you to watch that video. I think it's 15, 20 minutes long, very much worth your time, especially if you're not actively working with a tax advisor who might coach you on these areas.
Yeah. Okay. And again, whether it's a great big, beautiful bill or specifically what we talked about today, watching for that video to pop up at the Insights tab at johnmoore.com. You know, in addition to that, I want to revisit too, whatever financial, you know, investment or, you know, information that questions you may have, that is a searchable database, and it's at no cost. The team at John Moore Associates really providing information time and time again. And I don't know if I've ever used this word before in regards to the Insights tab, Brian, but a plethora of information is at your fingertips. So even if it's not on one of these topics we covered today, you'll find probably the information you're looking for at the Insights tab, johnmoore.com. Brian, as always, appreciate the time spent bringing us up to speed and keeping us informed, and look forward to another Friday financial update, typically on a weekly basis. So we'll catch up real soon.
Yeah, my pleasure, Steve, always. And kudos to my advisor team, by the way, who puts a lot of that content out, that plethora of content. So I don't want to get all the credit there, but we sure love having those resources, and I look forward to our next conversation.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.